Everyone, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is a special edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good. Why? Because it's all Pogues. Why? Well, you'll find out after this toe-tapper of a tune. From the debut album, Red Roses for Me, that was, well, the Pogues with Streams of Whiskey. And why is this episode of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford comprised entirely of the Pogues? Well, on the 11th of March, which my sources tell me is this Friday, the band Pogetry will be playing at the Brighton Music Hall, or Harper's Ferry to those of us of a certain vintage. And Pogetry is comprised of two former members of the Pogues, Spider Stacy, vocals and tin whistle, and Cotta Reardon, who played bass on the first two albums, and I believe the Pogetry in Motion EP. And they'll be backed by the Lost Bayou Ramblers, who are frequent collaborators of Spider Stacy. And in celebration of this pandemic delayed tour, I will be playing nothing but the Pogues because, well, this is my show and I can do that sort of thing. But I'm not acting alone. I have accomplices. Several songs will be introduced by some close personal friends of mine, and they'll tell you why the songs that they pick mean so much to them, whether it be personal or just the feel, the vibe, the ambiance. Anyway, you're in it, and I'll try to keep my bantering to a minimum because I want to have my friends speak for themselves. So first, let's see the vocal stylings of the two members of the Pogues who are going to be in Pogetry. We'll have Cotta Reardon with a number from the sophomore album, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash, and Spider Stacy giving a vocal treatment to the last charting number for the Pogues from their penultimate album, Waiting for Herb. So let's start things off with the vocal stylings of Cotta Reardon.
Jokester, time a canny gunman and a roving young fella I've been. So easy and free when you drink and with me I'm a man you don't meet every day. I have acres of land, I have men I command, I have always a shilling. So be easy and free. whatever it costs, I will pay. So be easy and free. Duck, and him I did shoot up down in the county Kildare. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. So come fill up your glasses of brandy.
Thank you. everybody. This is your girl, Shayna, a.k.a. the face that definitely doesn't run the place here at Great Songs About Nothing Good. Am I right, Mr. Shoes? Don't worry, bud. You don't need to answer that. Anyway, next up for you loyal listeners is Boys from the County Hell, which was the second single released off the Pogues' 1984 debut album, Red Roses for Me. I picked this song for you guys today, not only because it's my favorite Pogues song, but because I feel like when you listen to it, it captures everything that the Pogues were about at that time. When they first burst on the scene, they were rowdy. They were punks. And in the case of Shane McGowan, you've got a punk who's, no bones about it, who's a drunk, but has the heart of a poet. And it really shines through so much in this song as he's taking us on a journey from a rainy day on the first day of March to one really miserable landlord to watching junkies pass out in the street. It ends with him right back where he started. No better, maybe, but maybe a little wiser. But hey, at least he's got 10 pounds, so now he can buy you a drink. Anyway, here's hoping you G-Sang lovers out here dig it too.
On the first day of March, it was raining. It was raining worse than anything that I had ever seen. I drank a glass of beer and I cursed all the people there. I wished that all this rain would stop falling down on me. And it slammed me 10 pounds, I'll buy you a drink. And mother wake me early in the morning. At the time I was working for a landlord, and he was the meanest bastard that you have ever seen. And I lose a single penny, what grave him awful sore. And he was a miserable man. Junkies, the junks, the pen stores. Five green bottles sitting on the floor. I wish to Christ, I wish to Christ that I had 50 more. And it's lend me 10 pounds, I'll buy you a drink. And mother wake me early in the morning.
From their recently released Live at the BBC album, that was The Boys from the County Hell, which was preceded by a testimonial from one Shayna Murphy of Somerville. Before that, we had Tuesday Morning with Spider Stacy on vocals, their last charting single, not truly indicative of the Pogues' overall sound, but I really like it, and that album does have some sweet spots on it. Before that, we had I'm a Man You Don't Meet Every Day with first bassist Cotta Reardon on vocals. And as we move headlong into our agenda, I want to talk about the collaborative tendencies of the Pogues. Shayna did mention that If I Should Fall From Grace With God had their biggest number, which was Fairy Tale of New York with Kirsty MacColl. And they did, but I'm not going to play that because it is, in fact, March. But they did collaborate with Kirsty MacColl on another song for a AIDS benefit album comprised of Cole Porter covers, which I think is a really underappreciated gem of a tune. And keeping it with the collaborative theme, we're going to have Joe Strummer taking lead on a Pogue song because he did, in fact, front for them in the interim between when McGowan was fired and Spider Stacy took over on vocals full time, and that's from a Live in London album. And we're going to go with from there to another collaborative number with the Dubliners, with the classic number Irish Rover, which helped revive the Dubliners' commercial fortunes. And then we'll go back to the Joe Strummer connection with a number from the Strummer-produced Hell's Ditch, the last album with Shane McGowan, with a testimonial by Reverend Charlie. Anyway, take a listen to all of this and tell me what you think.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down on Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and
Wilbur in his grave, but this was written by Kirsty McColl's father, Ewan McColl. Dirty Old Town.
He was cock of the war, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew how it was. cock up his stance, and he sailed in the Irish Rover.
Hogan from Chelsea to home. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bun, was the scout on the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the flood. And a whale of a crew was a juice held the two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
First became familiar with the Pogues as a teen, sifting through the racks of CDs at my neighborhood library and ripping them to my external hard drive. At the time, I had no sense of who these musicians were or where and how they fit into the broader folk punk scene. There was simply something irreverent and soulful to their musical arrangements, and as a kid moving all over the country as a teenager, thrown from one school and one neighborhood to another several times across a six-year period, I found a resonance and familiarity in their style and their energy. The first track of that nature that struck me was The Sunny Side of the Street, an upbeat tune about trying to improve your lot without really being sure of where you're going, recognizing when you've perhaps fallen short, and still trying to find contentment and happiness in who you are and where you've landed. It spoke to me then and still does anytime I hear it in a cafe or when it pops up on a road trip shuffle.
I can't remember now. It's a kiss without no shoes.
Hell's Ditch, that is Sunny Side of the Street, with a testimonial before it by the great Reverend Charlie. We also had the Irish Rover with the Dubliners. Joe Strummer taking lead vocals on Dirty Old Town, a song written by Ewan McCall, Kirsty McCall's father, as he pointed out, who was married to Peggy Seeger, half-sister of Pete Seeger. And before that, we had Kirsty McCall, who else, the late, great Kirsty McCall, singing Miss Otis Regrets, Just One of Those Things with the Pogues, for the AIDS Benefit album Red, Hot, and Blue. And we have more to come. We have more testimonials. But first things first, it is legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Of all the McGowan-fronted Pogues albums, Hell's Ditch is one with the most troubled history. Joe Strummer had to pretty much wrench every syllable out of McGowan during the recording, but I really love the album, and I will go to bat for it constantly. And I was very pleased when Reverend Charlie picked Sunny Side of the Street, because it allows for an easy segue where I further plead my case that it is an underappreciated album, and as Exhibit A, well, take a listen.
Hey guys, it's Shayna again, and this next song that's coming your way is off the 1988 album, If I Should Fall From Grace With God. This album is pretty notable for the band for a few reasons. The big one being, it's the album that had probably the biggest hit in their career. It's off of this album. But there are other reasons why this album is pretty significant for the band. It was the first time that we as listeners get to hear other influences in their music. Prior to this album, the band really leaned in heavily to that, you know, Celtic, but also folk punk sound, and that's what established them. But with If I Should Fall from Grace with God, we get to hear some other stuff. We get to hear, you know, some influences from Turkish music and Spanish music and things like that, which really makes it a treat to listen to. And it's even more remarkable that the band managed to put such a masterful album like this together, considering that behind the scenes, they were basically a mess when this album was getting made. Shane was drinking, as we all know, but they'd also stopped working with Elvis Costello, who had been their producer for earlier stuff. Some members also left the group during this time, and they, in right before this album was made, circa 1986, 1987, they were involved in a dispute with Stiff Records and ended up recording this album with a new label, with the Warner Music Group. But from the very start of this album, I feel that, you know that you're in for something great just from the way it kicks off. And that's why I picked this song. So kick back, pump up the volume, and just on a personal note, I want to say, when it's my turn too, I hope this song is playing for me when I go down to that place in the mud where the rivers all run dry.
Not too many of the others. Let them go, boys, let them go. told me tales of love and glory. Same old sad song, same old story. Sirens sing no lullaby, and no one knows but Lorelei. Castles out of fairy tales, timber shiver where once there sailed the lovesick men who caught her eye.
Till the end.
I discovered my favorite Pogues song later in my fandom than I'd expected, and as with so many tracks, I cannot divorce it from the sense memory of my first exposure. I first heard The Body of an American while marathoning The Wire on the couch of my Boston apartment in 2012, in between soul-crushing retail shifts and feverishly preparing grad school applications. On screen, the song is played over a dive bar sound system as Baltimore policemen mourn and celebrate the passing of one of their colleagues, who lays in full uniformed regalia on a pool table in the middle of the pub. Politics of policing and criminal justice aside, I was struck by the track's power. It was almost of a mythological proportion, starting slow and mournful, building into a raucous celebration of a life lived not well or poorly, but proudly and without apology. It blends time and place, nodding to where we've all been, where we're going, who we are as individuals, and how we fit into the lives of others in the sweep of histories large and small. As with all the best songs about identity, it lays everything on the table and invites you to wink and laugh and hold your head high while you raise a toast to yourself and everyone around you, because like the body on the table, we each go the way of all earthly flesh. Ultimately, the song's message is simple. Smile, nod, and drink up.
Fight and a fight was right, so they sent him to the war.
Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say.
With Sergeant Joe and an Aaron gone, my love's in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away.
I'm a free-born man, love the USA. Yeah!
Goodbye. I remembered how I swore that I'd come back to you one day. And as the sunset came to meet the evening on a hill, I told you I'd always love you, I always did, I always will.
Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say.
But to say adieu to your eyes as blue as the water in the bay. To beat Jim Dwight, a man of war who was often heard to say,
I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
We have a lot to unpack, so let's start unpacking. At the very start of it all, we had The Ghost of a Smile from Hell's Ditch, produced by Joe Strummer. And then we went into If I Should Fall from Grace with God with a testimonial from Shayna K. Murphy. Thank you very much. And then we went into Yeah, 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 Yeah from the EP of the same name. It's the bridge between If I Should Fall from Grace with God and the critically unremarked upon Peace and Love album, the least Irish sounding of the discography. But then there were some really great vocalists in the Pogues who weren't Shane McGowan. One of them was Phil Chevron, whose Lorelei, which I played, is one of the unsung standouts. Phil Chevron was also in Radiators in Space, a key Irish punk band before he joined the Pogues. We also had Love You Till the End from the final Pogues album, Pogue Mahone, Spider Stacy on vocals. And then we went into The Body of an American from the EP Pogetry in Motion with the testimonial from Reverend Charlie. And that's it for here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and I say unto you all, good night, and joy be with you all.
Oh, all the money I had, I spent it in good company. And all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, some memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. Since it falls into my lot that I should write.
gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time,